it's good to be alive today.
Okay, all right. Test, test, test. If you want my loving, if you really do,
as a podcast producer, I'm usually helping my clients tell their stories or helping them connect with guests. It's rare that my story is front and center, and in a way it is here. And in a way, I'm just the opening act for the singular Debbie Campbell. As many folks will tell you over the course of this podcast, there's still nobody like Debbie Campbell. Most people who knew her from her roots in Fort Worth, Texas, to her time in Southern California, or from her eventual chosen hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma, till cancer took her from us in 2004, know her as a radiant singer and songwriter. Some folks in her community also know her as a Sunday school teacher, a Meals on Wheels driver, and I knew her as my stepmom. One of the things that happened when the pandemic hit and we were all forced to live a different kind of life, I found different kinds of patterns. And one of the patterns that I found was that usually on like a Friday night or a Saturday night, instead of wanting to be entertained, I was really just like thinking about my family and thinking about the people I cared about and wanting to connect with them through some means. And so for me, my stepmom, Debbie, was a musician well before the internet and passed away just before Facebook or YouTube or any of the things would have memorialized her. So I found myself kind of once a week just going down a rabbit hole looking for evidence of her on the internet. I found articles from Billboard. I found articles from the Tulsa World, things that I knew were out there, things that I didn't know were out there. And thankfully, a lot of the people that were a part of it are still alive. And so I researched the band that she was in the 60s, the Candy Canes, and I found that one of her band members lives less than a mile from my therapist's office. And she connected me with another bandmate who is out in Chicago, and they're both interested and willing to talk. They're lifelong musicians who still say that Debbie's voice is one of their favorites.
We will get.
She recorded a lot of things on like micro cassette and then on regular cassette. We have full recordings of her shows somewhere in a pile, and I'm going back this May to dig into some of those piles. I never felt like I knew her completely, and so now there's a nice size hole to fill with all of these artifacts and all these stories to fill in the picture. I really get the sense that she would have told this story if she could have.
I'd be interested in knowing how this turned out.